Okay.
Okay, Rav Mosai. Shalom Aleichem. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the. We have a big crowd in Shir, not to worry. Welcome to Masechet Bava Basra. Our plan for this year is to start from the beginning of the first perek, stick with the first perek for a few months, and then move to the third perek. We are blessed in Masechet Bava Basra with a lot of Rishonim. I think much more so than maybe any other Masechet that I can think of. Just to sort of know the lay of the land. On the side of the Gemara here, we have instead of Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Gershom or Hagola. Rabbeinu Gershom or Hagola was considered like the father of Torah in Ashkenaz, the Rebbe of Rashi's Rebbeim. Okay, the scholars debate, did Rabbeinu Gershom actually write this parish, or did the Talmud of his write this parish? It doesn't really make that much of a difference. It is basically a Gilgal two generations earlier of what eventually became Parish Rashi, but that was changed very much in Rashi's hands. So Rabbeinu Gershom is always very important. Rabbeinu Chananel, who's not on the side, had been published by the fellow named Mary Blau, who published a lot of Sfarim. They all look the same. A lot of Chachmei Provence and random Sfarim. And it's on the Bar Ilan. They put it on the Bar Ilan, like with that whole series. In addition, we have, we have Tosfos on the Daf here. There's also a Tosfos Yishonim, which is hard to come by. I have a copy, but it's hard to come by.
Is it on
Bar Ilan? No. So I'll try to minimize referring to it. And if we have to, I'll send a picture. There's also a Shita Megubetzes, which quotes a lot of Tosfos Rush. Sometimes it quotes Tosfos Rush. Somebody says Rush in the end, it's Tosfos Rush. So in the Oz Vahadars, they actually collected all the Tosfos Rush, Shita Megubetzes, put it in the back. That's it for Tosfos. So there's not a lot of other Tosfos. There's a lot of other Rishonim in sort of the big Midrash Ramban. You have Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Chiddush Haran, Yimuchi Yosef in the back. I also have a copy, so I'll publish one for the Ran that could have been in the back, but not really necessary. Chiddush Haran, Yimuchi Yosef, but that's a lot, and there's obviously a lot of overlap between them. And then there's a lot of other Rishonim, the Meiri, who is always very important. The Tosos Rit doesn't comment on every daf, but very important when he does comment. And some Rishonim that are unique to Bava Basra, or at the rate, it's close to unique to Bava Basra. The Rebbe Gash, that is the Rebbe of a Talmud of the Rif, Rebbe of the Rambam's Rebbe, the Rambam considered more Rebbe in some sense. Very, very important.
He's the Rambam's father's Rebbe.
Yes, the Rambam's father's Rebbe. The Yabrama also, he is the Rebbe Gash of Spanish, but much earlier, before the influence of Bali Tosfos, earlier than Ramban. The Yabrama is also not as influenced by the Bali Tosos, influenced a little more by the Onam and the earlier Sephardi Masoras. He's very, very long, but worthwhile. When I was a kid, they used to say, why did it take the Jews 40 years to get through the desert? Because of Bnei Yisrael Yotzin, the Yad Ramah. If they had taken the Rimigash, they would have made it in a month. And the Rabbi Yonah. Called off in the Aliyos to Rabbeinu Yonah because, much like, if anyone remembers my uncle from last year, at the end of every sugi, he summarized the Halacha L'Maisa. He says, Alav Yadeinu, what comes up? What are the Maskanas Halacha L'Maisa? So they nicknamed the book Aliyos to Rabbeinu Yonah because it ends with what's Alav Yadeinu. And Rabbeinu Yonah was the Rebbe of the Rashba and the Rush, very influential. The Rush quotes all over Shas, quotes every important Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba was also very influenced. Very influenced by him. So he's definitely very similar to the tradition of the Rashba, etc. And then, the Rush and the Rif and the Yosef Mordechai in the back of the Gemara. And there's the Shita Gobetzes. The Shita Gobetzes mostly quotes the Rishonim I mentioned. What he considered the most important passages. The Tosos Rush, which we have no other source for but the Shita Gobetzes. And the sort of a little bit, if Shita Gobetzes on every Masechet is a little different. Some Masechetos, he's strict Rishonim. Some Masechetos, he's 90%, technically maybe late Rishonim, or, borderline, but more Pilpulish, like the style of the generation before the end of the Rishon, the generation before the Machaber, like in Sukkos, where he has 8 pages of Achronish Pilpul and then a few Rishonim. In Bava Basra, he's maybe about half and half. So he has the Gilgal Tosfos and the other more Pilpulish later layers, and the Rishonim I mentioned, and the Tosfos Rosh are very important. Okay, that's the lay of the land. Obviously, Achronim, you know, Achronim are
very important. Rashbam.
And not yet, but when we get to the third parrot, Rashi will be replaced by Rashbam, who did not have his grandfather's unique, historically unique gift for brevity, which is why it has so many dapim, even though it doesn't have the most words, but it has the most dapim. Okay, so that's
is
what
we... Rashi never wrote the full portion of the Rashi? Or is it simply lost?
Nobody knows. I think there's a footnote in some shas that say Rashi died here, in one defus it says Kambis Rashi, although in our most defus it didn't have that. I don't think anyone knows for sure. There's no logical reason why Rashi wouldn't have written that all about the Basra. But apparently we don't have it. And of course the Rambams are the Rambams. And that's what we have our work cut out for us. Let's start with the first sugya. Let's jump into it. Hashutfin Shirasu Lasas Mechitza Bechatzer Bonim Esakotel Be'emza. So the Gemara we haven't read yet will have 2 deos exactly what it means, Shutfin Rasu Lasas Mechitza, and why they have to build the wall. All the Rishonim understand that we paskin like the second Lashon of the Gemara, meaning it doesn't mean they decided to build a wall of their own free will. It means, Ratzu Lasos Mechitza means they decide to split the Chatzar, and therefore they have to build a wall whether they like it or not because of the concept of Hezek Riyah. Okay, we'll be coming back to Hezek Riyah in this first few blocks many times. Hezek Riyah, right, if I'm looking at you, if I can see into your Chatzar, that is a Hezek, so I'm not allowed to be Mazik you, so I have to build a wall to not be Mazik you. You also have to build a wall not to be Mazik me, and therefore we both equally have to build a wall. Therefore, we build a wall, Be'emza, half on my land, half on your land, because we're both equally chayiv to not be mazik, one another. Makam shenagu livnos vil gazes kfisim levenim bonim. Basically, depends on the minhag makam of whether you use unshaped stones or shaped stones, like squared off stones, or half bricks or full bricks. But whatever it is, that's what you build. That makol minhag Athena, like the minhag of your location. If it's gvil, then it's 6 tfachim wide. So zenos and gimel tfachim, zenos and gimel tfachim of space of land in their half in order to build it. Because it's zenos and tfachim mes, zenos and tfachim mes, it's 5. If it's zenos and tfachim, zenos and tfachim, it's 4. Lubanim, zenos and tfachim mes, zenos and tfachim mes, because it's 3. Lefikach, im nafal akotel, makim lanim shal shnehem. If the wall falls down someday, and no one knows exactly what happened, since the halach was originally, they're supposed to build it half and half. Each pay for half the wall and give half the space. Then the stones and the space belong to half and half. We assume they did, like the halacha. B'ching b'gina, makam shenon, ligdor v'chayv, and also, likewise, the gina, place where the minig is to make a fence, your chayv to build a fence. Okay, we'll have to get into all these other marvel. But bika, but in a bika, bika means a large open area with fields. The gina is a vegetable garden. A bika is a your field where you grow wheat, etc. Makam shnuggled all the dirt, place where the minig is not to build a fence. Ain't behind us. So elam ratza. What if you want to build a fence in the bika between you and your neighbor, even though it's not required? So you have to pay for all of it. Kones lo shelo bonavils. You have to use all your space and build. Also chazitz mivachotz. You make this sign called the chazitz on the outside to prove that you own the wall, so no one will play. The other guy, your neighbor, won't claim he built the wall someday. Because the chazitz proves that you built it. And also be dash name. What if they decide to split the wall? They're nice guys. In a bika, bonus a little bit emtza. The osin chazim kanam kanam. Two chazis, there's 2 signs, one on each side. Okay, this part is pretty straightforward. The basic concept here is Hezek Riyah. Again, we're assuming, like, you know, many of the Rishonim, even the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a shame he's not on the side. Although we love Rabbeinu Gershon. Says, what does he start out saying? Shakti Vitar Tubra Vasein Bahashmaitza, meaning Chazal, the Amorim, analyze this. This is the Chatur that you don't have to split because it's not big enough. It doesn't have dollar amounts for each one. But it's Rasa Kalpanyakum. Rasa Lassus Machitzum. They wanted to make a division. They want to split in half. The Kanam Yad Baruchon. Baruchos, we'll get to that. Parish Kanam Yad Baruchos. Chatzi Chazzer Mizrach Kaploni. Chatzi Barak Kaploni. Okan Shachalk. We sleep with Mizrach Kaploni. Barak. Each guy took his half. Kofanach. Career Liquid. On Kosal Emsa. Zesham. Arim Sratzo. Et cetera. Aval Chatzi Shish Bin Chalukah. Kofanach Salach. Lok. Livnos. Kofanach. The Emsa. Hezbi. Yashmei. Hezbi. Oh, the Garcina, etc. Hezekri, Yashmei, Hezek. Okay, we'll continue in a moment. And then, if Hezekri, Yashmei, Hezek, that would fit all the things we find in the second parak of Bava Basra. What's the whole second parak of Bava Basra about? The third parak of Bava Basra. It's a shame we can't learn every parak of Bava Basra, because every parak of Bava Basra is really interesting. But the third parak of Bava Basra is about claims that I own the field, you own the field, etc. The second parak of Bava Basra is Hezek between neighbors. Right, is doing something in my property that damages you in your property. Starts with a yachbor, etc. I can't dig a pit where it will damage your pit. And through the whole thing, I can't plant a tree where it will damage your pit. And I can't put something on my land which will damage your wall, and etc. So neighbors can't damage each other. And Hezek Yishmei Hezek, even though, It's not a Baba Kama type of Nizik. Baba Kama types of Nizikin are, you know, much more straightforward, direct, mice of concrete Nizik. And Baba Kama is all about how you can sue the guy afterwards and pay you for the Nizik. Right? Sure, Bor, Mabe, Hefer, etc. That's not what we're talking about here in Baba Basra. And no one claims that you can sue the guy afterwards for looking at you for Hezekriya or for any of these other things mentioned in Bava Basra. These are all, they're hezek, but they're more because they're grumba, or maybe it was Moshe came over yesterday, said it's more like hezek shekino nicker, it's not a physical effect on anything. Yeah, these are non-physical hezeks, like hezek re'iya, or at most a grumba. These are the kind of hezeks that Bidi Evan, no one can sue and claim that you should pay for. It's not safe for the secret of the Rambam. It's not a Baba Kama. But l'chachila, you're not allowed to be mazik any kind of hezek. That's all b'di'evet. Baba Kama is not b'di'evet. But l'chachila, I can't be mazik you a hezek chain of nicker. I can't be mazik you brahma. I can't cause you any kind of hezek. L'chachila is also to be mazik someone, regardless of how abstract and indirect and subtle that hezek might be. So therefore, it makes sense that I'm not allowed to do anything that would damage you. And that includes the obligation to build a wall so that l'chachila, I don't damage you. So it could fit into, you know, you could say the Baba Kama hezeks are those hezeks which are concrete and direct and physical, and the evidence you can sue for damages. The Baba Basra hezeks are hezeks between neighbors, not that you can sue afterwards for damaging you, because they're abstract and indirect and not concrete, but you can sue that l'chatchila he shouldn't damage you. Everyone has a right to take an injunction l'chatchila. Someone shouldn't damage them in any type of hezek. And that's why they have to build a wall. That is the simple shot. Hezek Yishmei Hezek, but in the realm of Hezek, not the B'di'evit, you can sue Hezek, but L'chatchila also to do Hezek, and therefore you have to spend money to avoid doing something that's also L'chatchila.
Is this subjective or objective? Because if I don't care what people look at me, maybe it's doesn't affect me. You have someone else to be very
sure. And look, if they say we don't care, if we look at each other, then you don't have to build a wall. Right? That you don't have to be knocked on the hezek. You can always be mochel. And the very least, they can mochel that right now you don't have to build the wall of Kuliel. But we're assuming most people would mind. As Rashi pointed out here, don't imagine our kind of futzer. You know, everyone says, who cares? I don't mind it. I'm looking at being my futzer nowadays. Right? Maybe I don't, but certainly, a lot of yard people don't mind. That's because in their days, they would live in their futzer. And nowadays, our chutzers, we have plenty of room to live in our houses. We have nice houses. We have climate control. We have big houses. You know, the chutzers is just for the kids playing or getting some fresh air, etc. But in those days, the chutzers were much more similar to our house. Okay, so let us ask a few questions here. We're not going to be able to ask all the questions you need to ask on the Mishnah. But the first is, HaKol Kaminag HaMedina, right? What does that mean? If it's Gvil, you have to build Gvil. If it's Gazes, you have to build Gazes. If it's Kvisin, you have to build Kvisin. If it's Levanim, you have to build Levanim. And the Gemara says, HaKol Kaminag HaMedina, even if it's other things, you know, you have to follow the Minhag HaMedina. Why is it, why do I have to follow the Minhag HaMedina? Why isn't it good enough for me to hezek v'yishmei hezek? Right? Again, we haven't learned that Gemara yet, but let's take that as a given for now. And obviously, we'll be more to me. I will get to that Gemara soon. Hezek v'yishmei hezek, I can't be mazik. Any wall I build, I won't be mazik you. Right? Because I can't see. Obviously, we're not talking about a see-through wall. Right? Any wall I build that's not see-through prevents the hezek. So why am I obligated to build Minhag HaMedina if it should be enough to say I'm obligated to not be mazik you? Why am I obligated to build Minhag HaMedina? You know, and again, we're not getting into those discussion here of tweaking, what about things, build is a different number of five. I mean, the basic Minhag HaMedina. Build does his thesis lebenim, but the chutz v'dachna, the Gemara mentions, whatever materials, maybe someplace they use wood, who knows, someplace they use plastic nowadays. Why can't I just say, I'll build whatever I want and I won't be mazik? Maybe it is. I'm just not getting into that now.
Okay.
Right. I'm not getting, that's the discussion of Tosos.
Okay.
I'm not getting into it now. So why is it enough for me to just not see you anymore, take away the hezek? Why do I have to build Minhag HaMedina? Okay.
You want permanence in what you're doing, so you don't have to keep worrying about it.
You want permanence, so you don't have to keep worrying about it. Okay, who says that? Let's see. Who is not in brackets here? Right. Basically, all the Rishonim argue about this. There is three basic opinions in the Rishonim, and the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, they all basically say the same thing. Right, basically Rabbeinu Yonah said it, and from Rabbeinu Yonah it came to the Rashba. I said the Rashba and the Rush, but I'm talking about Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, they all bring two opinions. The second opinion is that I want a long-term solution. I want a permanent solution to this problem. Right? Because if you build a weak, now it all depends on Minhag HaMakom. But if you build a fence weaker than Minhag HaMakom, that means it's going to fall down. You build a cheaper, weaker fence, and those things are free lunch, it's going to fall down sooner than the normal Minhag HaMakom. So we normally build Minhag HaMakom, the walls last 20 years. If you build it out of something less than Minhag HaMakom, it will last 10 years. And I'll say that's not a permanent solution. Because in 10 years from now, it's going to fall and I'm going to have to sue you again. And therefore, it doesn't really solve the problem. That is the second daya brought down in the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush to have a permanent solution.
So, as in so soon.
Right? And that's exactly what the Rush says. What does the Rush say? The Rush says, right? He basically says, so what? What is this? Is the second day is that he says, Ein machitz l'chayamim, it starts litzuk alecha tamech, shetibol ha-machitz l'asav me'olei hezek v'yoscha. The Rush says he doesn't like it. Why? Because he says, lo nasucham gvul l'kitz l'onik sheyesh l'osalik hezek o'mechabeiro. Right? The Chachamim did not give a rule, a time limit for someone who has to take away the hezek he's doing his friend. She asked it over kind of door to door, so they have to use it in the last few generations. It's enough to remove the hezek for now. What the rules of hezek? Do we ever hear any place in Babakama or anywhere else that if I have a threat of being mazik you, I have to make a solution that will last forever so you don't have to sue me next year? Okay, killing a sharmuad, but that is that's interesting. We do find killing a sharmuad. I don't think that's a good raya, because we don't kill a short muad who is muad to be mazik animals. We just make him pay nezik shalom. We only kill a short muad who's more than muad to kill people. That's pikuach nefesh. Okay, obviously pikuach nefesh is different. You know, but dafka for nezikin, we don't kill the short muad, right? If your short killed each shvarim, then we just say, okay, keep paying when, right? So you can't bring your raya for pikuach nefesh. Right, we don't generally find that there's some obligation. Now, okay, maybe you'll say there's no other case where you can have a good hit. But we don't really find, it's not mistaver to us, right? It makes sense that if I'm being mazik, I have to stop being mazik. Why do I have to spend money to guarantee that I won't be mazik in 10 years? Let's worry about it when it comes to it.
So Rebbe, the camera went out of focus. Now it's in. No, now it just went right back in again.
Just came back.
Okay.
Yes, usually
So that's the Russ's question. Okay, so what did the Russ suggest? The Russ likes the first day, right? Basically, the Russ and the Rashman and Yona all have the same discussion. Okay, you see the genealogy here. They have two dares. First, why? They start with the Nafkaminas, because they're interested in this halacha shayla that came up. But really, we should start with the question of why, right? Why do we care how you build? Why is it anything good enough? So the second day is to have a permanent solution. What does permanent mean? Nothing's permanent except Rosh Hashanah. It means permanent according to the standards of your Minhag Medina, what you consider permanent in your Medina. And the Rosh's question was, we'll come back to it in a second, the Rosh's question was, so what? Like, where do we find precedent for that? Okay, you could always answer. You know, I guess you could always answer. You're right, we don't find precedent for that in other things, but you know what? Hezek is a really, really bad hezek because it's sort of personal. You know, and it's not just breaking a dish. And therefore, Chazal made an extra chumrah that you should stay extra far away from hezek ria. It always could be that, you know, maybe they're more machmir on some hezeks than on other hezeks. Okay, it's not a conceptually neat answer, but it always could be sometimes what it means, a quantitative answer. Quantitatively, this hezek is so bad that Chazal were gozer that you should, asus yom Torah, you know, stay very far away from any potential hezek.
But couldn't you also say that since it's you want the permanent solution, because you have a problem now, if it goes again, you're going to have the problem and you can't get compensated for what damages he does to you. The only way to prevent future damages is to make sure you take care of it now.
Correct. Although again, we don't find precedent for that elsewhere, even in cases where you might not end up paying. Keep in mind, Olav Tama, and he might end up paying anyway, because who says he's going to find two even, etc.
Russia's time is right now. If I have a different solution, there's no hazard.
Okay.
So who cares?
So one answer is,
in other cases, you can sue and get your money back.
Let's say it's a quantitative answer. You know, the answer is since it's a big hazard, and it's a big hazard, and it's a reasonable solution. Right? It's not like you say, your ox might bore, so lock up your ox forever behind a brick wall. No, after all, I have to use it. I have to live. But here, like, it doesn't prevent you from living. Since it's a big hazard and a reasonable solution, you just have to say that it's a chumrah midrabanan to solve the issue long term. Okay, you never know. The rabbanan can make any takana they want. Okay, the question is, are we looking for a different perspective? We'll see in a moment. But what's the other answer? If it's not this tremendous kiddush that you want to have a permanent solution, then why can't I just build whatever I want? Right? Me and Dovi are neighbors. I say, you know, and minhag hamakom is kvil. We each have to give 3 tvachim and spend 300 shekel. I say, no way. I want to build wood. Right? It'll take me this much space, and I'll only spend 200 shekel. So, what's wrong with that? Okay, what's the first day of in the Russian radio to the Rashba? Why can't I just build whatever I want? Okay. What does the first day say? He says, I could build whatever I want. If I want to build on my own. If I want to say, I'll build on my property and with my money, I can build whatever I want to take away the Hezekiah. What does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah only means you have to follow Minhag Medina if I'm demanding half and half. Why? Because if I'm demanding half and half, then I'm asking you to spend money. And you have the right to say, I'm not going to spend money unless I get my money's worth. And only the Minhag Medina is my money's worth. Meaning, out the hezek, if it would be only my hezek, I could build whatever I want. But since it is a mutual hezek, and I'm asking you to pay half, so what is the first day in the rush say? He says, because I can't force you to pay half if you're wasting your money because it will collapse. The nafkamina is obvious, and that's what all Rishonim are discussing. What if I want to build on my own? What if I want to build on my own, in my own space? I say, I'll build plastic for 30 shekel on my own, according to the first day. Or the case they discuss is, what if I have a roof that overlooks your chatzar and only I have built one? Right, so what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what if one guy willing to build on his own? Okay, says the Rosh of Maskana, who's like the first day, is what the Rosh himself holds. Right? He's Machria between the Dales. Most of the Rishonim aren't. If one guy's willing to build on his own, then he can build however he wants, because he's not making you spend money. I have the right to be solid behest whatever I want. If I want you to spend money, I have to make sure you get your money's worth. Like, yes, you to spend money on something you consider unwise, I'll depending on the time. But of course it's good enough for you to be solid behest. If I'm willing to be solid behest, I'm willing to be solid behest. However, according to the second day, you still have to build committing on Dina, because even if I'm willing to build on my own, I haven't given a permanent solution to the hezek. You're still going to have to sue me again in 5 years from now. That's not going to be between them, and that's the question. Why can they Dina either only because I'm making you spend money, I can't make you spend money unwisely, or because I need to permanently solve the problem? The Russian question is, al tezek, it doesn't make sense. Since when do you have to prevent the hezek in 10 years? It's enough to prevent the hezek now. Let's just say it's tam chum or beyond. If you build committing a Medina, it's okay. Okay, let us go to the third Shita. What is the third Shita? The third Shita is very radical. It's the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is quoted in the Sharran and the Bnei Yosef, not in anyone else. Says the Ra'ah, quoted in the Bnei Yosef and the Sharran, I put in the Bnei Yosef here. The Ra'ah says something very radical. Says the Ra'ah, even if one guy's willing to build on his own, he can't even build committing a Medina. Even if he's willing to build in a Kamedina, if I, again, I'm neighbors with Dovi, and the bidding of Dina's bill, I say, you know what? I'll build the kvil on my own legamri. I'll build the quality you want, the permits you want, just on my side of the line with my money, my wall. I still can't do it. Why? Why does the Ra'ah say I can't do it? Very chiddush. Why not? Because lismuch covers, meaning if we build a strong wall between us, committing a Medina, you can then put roof beams on that wall and build something there. Right? You could, what do they call it nowadays, a Hebrew pergola. Right? You could build your sukkah there, you could expand your house and build a room there, you could build a shed there. Right? Basically, you could turn it into a wall of a structure. Right? You have a valuable wall there. Right? So says the Ra'ah. And here he's leaving the realm of Hezek Legame. The Rush says that, what is the Rush says, no. As long as you get rid of the Hezek, that's good enough. The second day in the Rabbi Yonah Rush says, no, it's not good enough to get rid of the Hezek. You have to permanently get rid of the Hezek. And the Rush says, forget the Hezek. In addition to Hezek, let's just say, any wall would be enough, but, let's say that better, any wall would be enough, said the Rush. First day, but I can't force you to spend money on something that you don't consider worthwhile. Second day, it says, no, you need a wall that'll last permanently. Says the Rush, says, besides Hezek Ria, besides Hezek Ria, each neighbor has the right to a wall which could hold up a ceiling. That's chorus roof beams. Right? And this is very peculiar, meaning it's the first day it makes sense. If I get rid of the Hezek, I get rid of the Hezek. If I want you to spend money, it has to be getting a beam. The second day, it actually makes sense. If I get rid of the Hezek, it's not good enough. I have to make sure the Hezek won't come back. Oh, we don't usually find this. Okay, but in this case, it's a bad Hezek, and it's an elegant solution. So it's Albert Machmir. The Raz says, forget about Hezek. Obviously, it's been the Hezek, Rishma Hezek. No one has the right for other people to build chipping for walls for them to build roofs. If not for Hezek, but once we have Hezek, Rishma Hezek, you also have the right for me to build a wall that you can use to support a ceiling and a structure. And therefore, if I build a wall on my side, then it's my wall. You have no place to use to start building a roof from, to put your roof beams on. And therefore, you can sue me and demand that I build the wall half and half so that you can use your half for your ceiling and I can use my half for my ceiling.
How can the Rav span the obligation? Much more over Hezek Riyad does
that. It has nothing to do with Hezek Riyad. I may have nothing to do with it. It has another element to nothing to Hezek Riyad. That's the Taz's question, right? The Taz of the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't make any sense. He says, all you have to do is be Masalik Hezek Riyad. You want to say one way, the other way, fine. But once you're Masalik Hezek Riyad, what's the Schlecht? Right? What's wrong? Why does he have the right to something that has nothing to do with Hezek Riyad? Not to mention the fact that, okay, then the Rav gets another thing, says, well, what if the guy wants to build it all on his property, on his cheshvan, and give you permission to put it on? So the Rav says, even that he's not allowed to do. Why?
No, We have many times that they make a takanas chachamim because of something, and then it gets a life of its own.
Okay, let's hold that thought for a moment. He says, even though, well, if I say I'm going to charge you for putting your koros, you're going to say I don't want to pay for putting the koros. And if you say I'm going to give you the right to put your koros for free, you're going to say I don't want to accept presents. Okay, so he doesn't allow that at all. That's based on more a little later. Anyway, Kitzer, this Ra is very strange to Moa. The Taz says he doesn't understand Pshat in the Ra. How could that be? What gave you a right for something else? What made it take on a life of its own? It doesn't, you know, yes, sometimes things take on a life of its own, but very rarely, I must admit. And like, what about doing the Zikin? You ever hear anywhere that I can be Mazgu and therefore it takes on a life of its own and you have the right for like structural enhancements, etc.?
Could it be sin within the Medina, the construction of houses or porches in the Medina that usually have roofs that would be supported by untrimmed stones, or they have roofs that are generally only supported if you have really serious bricks? And maybe that's why it's part of the price, so to speak, that the wall of Medina is one that would support a roof of this Medina.
Meaning it's the whole Minig of Medina that everyone has to help their neighbors support their roofs.
They're just in terms of the wall that you have between the yards. Then the Minig of Medina is to have...
Yes, but if the only reason I have to build a wall to Minig of Medina is because of Hezek Riyah, then why can't I just build a wall that will take care of the Hezek Riyah? Meaning, if the point of Minig of Medina is just to make it a permanent Seelik Hezek, then I've done a permanent Seelik Hezek. Okay, the Nesivus gets a little desperate here. Yeshash of Tzas, he's not comfortable with it. Says the Nesivus, he says, it must be, it's an umdana, that there was a schaibus between them. It must be, says, you know what, if they agreed to split the yard, we say it's an umdana, they only meant to agree to split the yard if they could chip in half and half for a wall to support their roof beams, and otherwise they wouldn't have agreed to split the yard. So therefore, it's like an umdana, they agreed to support each other's roof beams when they agreed to split the yard. And then he says, even in the case they didn't agree to split the yard, so it's a big yard, and you have the right to split it without the guy's permission, you have to say that Chazal agreed to split the yard. Basically, what he's pointing out, the more I mentioned, there's two kinds of chatzer. There's small chatzers, but you don't have the right to the man splitting it because it's too small. There's big chatzers. So the one of it's a small chatzer, I agreed to split it. I can claim I only agreed it was an umdada. I agreed to split it. I'll deny that you let me pour my beams. And it's a big chatzer. Chazal agreed that we can split it. Not the Raisa. The Tekan is Chazal when we split it. And Chazal only agreed that we split it on condition that we help each other support our roof beams. Then he says, but if two guys just own a chatzer next to each other and no one split anything, then the Ra wouldn't apply. So, okay, it's a little dochuk seva. It could be. So what's the svara? What's the svara? So says the Nesivos, it's an omdina shall, you know, tenai the chalukas hachatzer. It's a tenai that we only split the chatzer with the understanding that we each support each other's routines, and it just goes without saying. Okay, could be. But maybe there is something a little deeper going on here. Which is, and here what
I get a feeling that if once we have the problem has to agree on, and there's a chovah to build something, where you neighbors lost your ability to solution. Now the iriyah says we have rules. You when you build the rules. In other words, out you left the hazard.
Okay, again, the rules take on a life of their own. I think was a nice way that it was put. You know, I think maybe I would like to frame this a little differently. Because I want to, let's look at a machlokes and see if we have an interesting hakira about this din of hezek riyah. The Yadrima says here at the beginning, he has an interesting case. What if you don't split the chatzar half and half? Right? The mission is not clear. How are you splitting the chatzar half and half? Two thirds, one third, three quarters, one quarter, etc. How are you splitting the chatzar? Like, for example, what if the chatzar was left to two kids and one was a bechor? They split it two-thirds, one-third. So, says the Yadrima, what's the question? The question is, if you split the chatzar two-thirds, one-third, how much does everyone pay and give land for the wall? Is it still half and half, or is it proportional? So, says the Yadrima here, he says, even if they're not half and half, they each have to pay half for the wall. Why? Because why do you build the wall? You build the wall to remove hezek riyah. They're both equally mazik hezek riyah. Right? Meaning, who cares how much the chatzar we each have? I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. That's an equal hezek riyah. Right? I guess if we wanted to be, you know, borderline Diony Stone, we would say, no, Adra, the guy with the smaller share is doing more hezek riyah, because he's mazik a bigger part. He should pay more. Oh, yeah, we're not going to go that crazy. Yeah, because you can't quantify hezek riyah. How do you know how much hezek riyah? How many meters I'm looking at? How many people are in there? What type of things they're doing? The answer is all hezek riyah is equal, right? And therefore, they're both mazik each other. They both have an equal chiyah to not be mazik each other. The din is that they pay. Okay, that's the Yadrima. The din is that they pay equally. Why? Because they're equally mazik each other. Meaning, where does this chiyuv stem from? It stems from the Isser Nezikin. They both have an Isser Lahazik. They both have to remove this Isser Lahazik. And therefore, they're both equally chayiv. Who cares what percentage of the field of the chatzar rather they have? However, not everyone agrees to this. In the other Rishonim, I did not find anyone explicitly relating to this. The later poskim build off the Yadrima. But the Rishash in the back of the Gemara says he doesn't know the Yadrima. The Rishash did not. He actually had a library, but maybe he didn't have everything in our library. Lechora, says the Rishash, Ze eino elok shachokim shavim. Only if they're equal. But if one guy has a bigger share, then they have to pay proportionally. If it's two-thirds, one-third, they have to, this guy gives four tvachim, this guy gives two tvachim, this guy gives 400 shekel, this guy gives 200 shekel. However it works out. So he argues on the Yad Ramah. Again, he doesn't know he's arguing on the Yad Ramah. We know he's arguing on the Torah that quotes the Yad Ramah, etc. And he says, I know I'm against some poskin, and I know the Grub wrote some rayas, but all his rayas are no good, and I still think I'm right. Okay, so you have an interesting salopside of machlokas, because the Yadrima and the Rishash, but it's an interesting machlokas, because the Yadrima seems to have a point. After all, they're each mazik each other. Who cares how much you own? If they're each mazik each other, they each have a chiyuv to be misalik the hezek. And again, if anything, I'd be able to say Adraba, whoever's the smaller share should pay more, because he's doing more of a hezek. Well, I'm not really going to go that far. But certainly wouldn't say it was a bigger share. Just because I have a bigger share, I'm not mazik more. Okay, maybe, I guess, it cancels each other out. find a bigger share, you're looking at me more, but maybe I have more people looking at you. Okay, let's go to even. Kids, or what's the svar of the Rishash anyway? Why does the Rishash say what he says? Why is he so convinced of this? The Yadamah seems to have a good point.
It's a dinner or
okay, maybe it's meaning, maybe this idea of Hezek Yishmei Hezek is not purely a din in Hezek, because if it's purely a din in Hezek, it has nothing to do with ownership of the chatzar, right? Coincidentally, the Hegi Tensi, so it was Mazik, the guy who owns the chatzar, right? But it doesn't, Hezek doesn't flow from my ownership. My ownership is just the Hegi Tensi for me to be Mazik. But what Moshe is saying, maybe it flows from my ownership and not from my, maybe it flows from my ownership and not from my head. Meaning, maybe it flows from something more than just the regular Bava Kamma Dinim of Nizikin, is what Moshe is suggesting here.
Maybe just based on what the Rabbi is saying, that in terms of, it's very specific, if you're going to be supporting the roof with the wall, then you need a roof to the area, double the size of the area of the other person, then...
Yeah, but I'm not going to combine him with the Rabbi necessarily. You know, you don't want to say he's only a leader of the Rabbi. That might be going a little too far. Especially since the Rabbi is very radical. So maybe what's going on here? Maybe you have a very fundamental hakira here. Basically, I want to tease out today the most fundamental hakira is that Hezekiah. Obviously, there'll be more hakiras and more to it. About both about Hezekiah itself and about issues that tie in the next few weeks. What's the nature of these kinds of Hezek, of Nizkei Shmeinim, of Hezekiah? To what extent, clearly, it's about damaging. It's damaging you somehow if I look at you. But to what extent is that really, you know, is that like a watered down Bava Kamma? Oh, this is the Chachila part of Bava Kamma, even without the Evan part. Or maybe it doesn't really, it's not really Bava Kamma at all. Maybe it's really something else. Maybe it's really, let's call it not so much Hezek as relations between Shechinim, as neighborly relations. After all, is Hezek really a Hezek? Even the Chachila, is it really a Hezek? I don't know if we call it a Hezek. That's hard for me to know how to judge, so why? Because I know about Basra. But maybe it's not really within the realm of Bava Kamma Nizikin at all. It's not in the Parsha of Nizikin, of Shor Bor Mavet Hever, just, you know, with a little twist. I mean, I'm in my property, you're in your property. What do you mean, Bob? We're just living our lives. If you don't want me to look at you, build a fence. Right? I'm not doing anything. But rather, this is, let's call it, Hilcha Shechinim. This is neighborly relations. Part of neighborly relations are that, in addition, that even things that aren't real Hezek, that aren't real, say, for Nezikin Hezek, Bein L'Rakhila, Bein B'Di'Evet, neighbors have to get along in a way that they don't annoy one another. That's neighborly relations. Maybe neighbors have an obligation to accommodate each other. What I'm claiming is it could be Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Doesn't mean it's a Hezek like a Bava Kamma Hezek, like Shor Bor Mavet Hever. Hezek Yishmei Hezek means that this is not within the realm of Hezek. Hezek Yishmei Hezek means neighbors have to get along with neighborly relations. Within the realm of neighborly relations, you have an obligation to build a wall so that your neighbor is comfortable that you're not looking at him. I mean, if you look at the Rambam, it's always hard to know how much we diet for the Rambam, but the Rambam has he has Sefer Nezikin, one of his 14 books. And in Sefer Nezikin, he has, okay, maybe you know what he has in Sefer Nezikin, it's Mammon and Kneva and Zeila Veda and Rotseach Shmias Nefesh. Nothing from a Basra is there. If you look at our handy dandy Ein Mishpat, yeah, obviously, Kedera the Talmud Bavli, it's going to have Hilchas Klein and random things. But if you look at most of what's going on in these Dapim, Hilchas Shchenen, Perek Beis Mehilchas 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 Shchenen, a little bit of a tangent, Perek Gimel Mehilchas Shchenen. Back to Perek Beis Mehilchas Shchenen, Perek Beis Mehilchas Shchenen. Okay, I think you get the point. Meaning the Rama has Hilchas Shchenen, and Hilchas Shchenen is not in Sefer Nezikin. That's what's interesting. You know, you would say, okay, these are Nezikin that the Hefi tempts you to mean Shechinim. Hilchas Shechinim is, where's Hilchas Shechinim? Anyone?
Kenyan.
Hilchas Kenyan is in
Kenyan.
Isn't Hilchas Kenyan? Okay, Hilchas Kenyan is a very fascinating place for it to be. Meaning, it's again, Hilchas Shchinim is not about how to be cool with something or how to be mocked with something, I understand, but it's about the nature of my ownership. The nature of our joint ownership of land is that I'm a joint where it's showing. We split it up, but joint that we abut one another. The nature of our joint ownership is that we have obligations to accommodate one another and to get along in a way that we don't annoy each other. Isn't Sefer Kenyan? Again, I know a wise man once told me that you're not allowed to make a diuk from where the Rambam put anything unless you have a suggestion of a better place you could have put it. But here I do have a suggestion. He could have put it in Sefer Nezikin. Hilchas Nizchi Shenim. And he put it in Sefer Kenyan. Maybe what he's trying to say is, yes, I know this is couched in a language of Hezek, but it's not Hezek. The engine driving it, the halachic engine driving it, is not Dine Hezek. The halachic engine driving it is Dine Shechinim, Dine Kenyan Shechinim.
Good now, fences make good neighbors.
What?
Good fences make good neighbors.
Good fences make good neighbors. Now, if you would ask, Mehechi Tesi, Helcha Shechinim, where is the mucker that Shechinim have to accommodate one another? Reasonable question. Where's the mucker that Shechinim have to accommodate one another? You have two choices. I think the sort of obvious choice that most people don't believe is the Tana de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made two Tanas for a society, for everyone to get along nicely. What? No, but it applies in the outside of Eretz Yisrael also, right? There's no difference. So one option is the Tana de Rabbanan, where Lichtenstein loved to say that it was Rabbeinu Hananel in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Rav Lichtenstein loved this Rabbeinu Hananel in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Let me just try to find it. I hope I didn't lose track of it. That would be very, very sad. Here we are. Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara Darshan the Pasuk. Says the Pasuk, Shimu ben Achem Shvatim Tzedek ben Eshu ben Achiv uben Geiro. Amar of Yehuda, this is the Gemara, Zayin Amud Beis Sanhedrin, Afilu ben Bayis la'Aliyah. Even between a Bayis and an Aliyah. Uben Geiro, ben Eshu ben Achiv ben Bayis la'Aliyah. Ben Geiro, Afilu ben Taner l'Kirayim. They even have to judge ben Bayis la'Aliyah ben Taner l'Kirayim. Okay, what does it mean between Bayis and Aliyah, between Taner and Kirayim? So Rashi says it means people who are splitting up the Yerusha, you have to judge who gets the bias, who gets the Aliyah, and how much it's worth, who gets the Tanner, who gets the Kirayim, how much it's worth, meaning you have to judge who gets how much money. Okay, the obvious question is, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, you have to judge who gets how much money. People sue each other for money. We're not going to defend that now. Rabbeinu Hananel is obviously bothered by that. It doesn't mean if, what does Rashi think it means? If two brothers inherit a bias and an aliyah. The bias is worth $1 million, the aliyah is worth 500,000. They should each get 750,000 worth. No, that's obvious. That's a Shvatim Tzedek. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, you will also someday get to the age when it's really hard to read the Rabbeinu Hananel in the small versions of the old print.
Even in the big versions.
I said to this age, there's other beaches as well. You'll appreciate someday. Modern laser typesetting. I actually did that the other day. I used to learn Daf Yomi from my Aleph desktop shas. And I decided that's it. I was going to treat myself. I bought myself a new mini desktop shas of Vilna Chodesh, Masoreh Shas, like the nice laser printing. And I understood what it feels like to have an art school. It's like, whoa, like this is so easy to read. Like every letter, all the parts are there. And it's very crisp. So I cop what it must be like. Okay, anyway, what if we have, and I will say, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to be Moser Nefesh for Torah here. Says the Rabbeinu Hananel, even me bias la'aliyah, Nishma have sodas aliyah labayis kamehu. Kneshi yodin kamehu shabal aliyah betachton. How much the Aliyah weighs on the bias to know exactly what rights the top floor has on the bottom floor and the floor vice versa. So all the rights that each neighbor has on the other neighbor, what are they entirely kibayim? Achokas kaner min akotol min amaziva, achokas kira. How far do you have to keep your oven away from the wall or roof with your neighbor so that it won't damage it? Meaning, Rebbe Chananel says, what is the advice of the Beitan or the Kibayim? It means that it's a drasha d'oraisa, so you have to judge to make sure that neighbors have properly organized neighborly relations to know what rights they each have and not to do anything that would damage or annoy the other one. Well, what we like to say, there is a concept of Hilchos Shekhinah. And it doesn't come from Shor Bor Mam and Hefer. It comes either from Tekhana Darbanan or from Rebbe Chananel's thought. The drasha of being Bais Aliyah Beit Tana L'Kirayim, remember Sanhedrin of Zion public base. Let us bring that back to the Rishash. What is the Rishash saying? Moshe was trying to suggest that if this flows from regular Nezikin, then it makes sense. We're each mazik each other. We should each pay half. Who cares how much we own? But if it flows from Shechinim, if it flows from our Kenyan, from our the nature of our neighborly relations, then I still admit, maybe I could have gone each way, but we know later in the parak, we'll see. When people own a chatzar together, and there are needs of the chatzar that have to be paid for, they pay proportionally. Right? If I own 90% of this chatzar and you own 10%, and we need, I don't know, to repave something or to fix the gate or whatever, I pay 90%, you pay 10%. Right? That is flowing from our Kenyan, not from regular Dine Nezikin. So I think the Rishash makes a lot of sense if you look at this as Dine Kenyan Shechinim, Sefer Kenyan, Dine Shechinim, the obligation Shechinim have for each other, and not just regular old-fashioned Nezikin. I think we see a hint of this Chiddush. I understand it's a Chiddush, but you know, in the Rambam structure of Mishnah Torah, it is definitely supported. I think we see a hint of this Chiddush in the fascinating question. Now, maybe I'm making too much of it, maybe I'm not, hard to tell. The fascinating question that someone asked the Rush, we don't know who, but in the Shudder Rush, someone asked, this is not the Rush's opinion, this is what someone asked him. Shesha Alta, the guy's Arabic, Rambam, Shagamar, Asr, Shalay, Yasa, the Hezek, Naver, four things that Gemara said you can't mouth your friend. Nidr, Kar, Tzogre, Hezek, Hezek, Ashma, Hezek, is one of them, right? You can't make his ground shake by your big millstones, etc. You can't make a bathroom that will smell the sewage. You can't make smoke in his yard. And you can't do Hezriya. And with Dafkashin Shechinim, Chatzim Rav Shechinim are foolish, is it only when they're Shechinim, like they're in the same Chatzir or the same blind alleyway? Or even if they are open to Rishos HaRabim. Right? Meaning, are these only obligated if people are mamish partners or mamish neighbors? Or even if they're across the street from one another? Do you need territorial contiguity in order to be a chayiv someone not to be masikyu? And what does the Rush answer? Dash Anchilok She'ilo Azekos Chashvinan Kedire Delay. Says there's no difference. This is like his arrows. There's a Gemara that calls it arrows. The question is how seriously they take it. He says it's like shooting arrows at you. Who cares if I shoot arrows at you because my house is next to your house, because my house is the same clutter as your house, or my house is across the street from your house? I'm not allowed to shoot arrows at you. I'm not allowed to damage you. And therefore, he says, makes no difference whatsoever, says the Rush. But what was this Shoel thinking is very fascinating. He was obviously thinking the obligation of not doing Hezek Re'ia and other similar Hezeks does not flow from regular Dini Hezek. Regular Dini Hezek, I can't be mazik you no matter where I live. It flows from our Kenyan Shechinim, from the fact that we have some joint Kenyan, our lands are next to each other, we share in a chutzer, we share in a mavoy, etc. It flows from our financial, our economic neighborly relation. And therefore, if we're across the street from each other, there's just a rabbis in between, maybe we have no obligation to each other whatsoever. Now, we don't paskin like the Shoel, we don't go so far, but even if we don't paskin like the Shoel, we could ask, why don't we paskin like the Shoel? Well, first of all, I don't know if we do or not. And even if we do, we'll see in a moment. First of all, could we pass like the Shoel? So this is a very, very strange orsamach. You have to read it 10 or 20 times to really get it down properly. And what's so strange about it is that he starts the Rambam and it starts being a farce, the Rambam, as if he's saying the most obvious things in the world. and says things which seem to be the opposite of the Pshat Lashon of the Rambam. I don't know if I'm the only one who had that experience. What does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, Ken Shnei Batim Zev Zev Ayu Gagem Asumim Didira, two houses next to each other, and their roofs were made for living space. You did a living space on the roof, just like the Chatzar in those days, they would do on the roof in those days. Afilu Ayu Shnei Tzidim Shrab, in there are two sides of the street. Zel Samaka, you have to build a wall to prevent Hezekiah. So the Rambam says two roofs next to each other, even if there are two sides of the street, you have to prevent Hezekiah. Sounds like the Rush. Even though there are two sides of the street, they're across the street from each other, nonetheless, you have to prevent Hezekiah. Says the Or Sameach here on this Rambam. He says, Nira Mishita Rabbeinu, he takes the beginning of the Rambam much more seriously than the continuation. He says, Shnei Batim Zeh B'Tzad Zeh, meaning they have to be touching each other, only if they're touching each other. If you're opening your window to the street, if you're across the street from each other, even if you're looking into the other guy's window, even if you're looking into the other guy's roof, even if you're looking into the other guy's chatzer, no problem whatsoever. Across the street is no problem, only if you're touching each other. Therefore, it's only when they're touching each other. Ah, the Rambam says there's just a Rambam. There are two sides of the street. It says no. What that means is that the street's on two sides of them. It's a strange shot in the Rambam. I feel like they see they were just a Rambam. Even if two of their sides were just a Rambam. Meaning, even if they're two next to each other, even if there's two sides of just a Rambam like this, or even if there's two sides which are surrounding like this, you still have to build a fence for Hezekiah, as opposed to Pshat and Rambam. I thought, tell me if you didn't think this is Pshat and Rambam, he meant there are two, one next to the other, but not literally next to the other, because there's even on their two sides which are surrounding. Pshat and Rambam is the house, there are two sides which are surrounding. Right? What does the Rambam say? The Lashon of the Rambam is Afilo Hayu B'Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. Even if the houses were on two sides of Rishus Rabbim, sounds like that. And then he's exactly like the Rush. What? Yeah, I don't know if he had another Gersa or no. He says that he has our Gersa, right? He writes the Gersa beforehand.
He doesn't have both names.
Afilo Hayu that's probably it. He doesn't have Afilu Hayu B'Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. He has Afilu Hayu Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. That changes everything. Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. So this is the Girsa of, right, this is our Girsa of B'Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. And the Or Sameach had the Girsa of Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. That changes everything. They were next to each other. And on two sides were Rishus Rabbim. Yes, side of were Rishus Rabbim. Says the Or Sameach, from here we see that if there's a Rishus Rabbim in between, then you're a potter. And this would be like the Shoel in the Shut Rush. Right? Meaning, our Gerson the Rambam on the Pasuk, well, Pasuk Shat, our Gerson, right, depends on the Gerson, our Gerson the Rambam is. Our Gersa of the Rambam is like the Rush's Maskana, but the Or Sameach has a Gersa of the Rambam, a Filu Hayu Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, even if two sides are Rishus Rabbim, but the houses are touching each other, then you still have to build a wall. But if there's Rishus Rabbim between, you don't have to build a wall. He taka holds like the Shoel of the Shot HaRush. Now, just to be fair, the Shoel should have rushed to have four types of damage. He holds like one type of damage, but that's the type of damage we're interested in now. So obviously, he's not basically yet. At least for that, and maybe for the others also, we have no way of proving. And what's the pshat? So here's the tricky part. What's the reason behind it? What's the reason behind the Or Sameach? So he says a few reasons, right? First of all, he admits that all the poskim say against him, and the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam's against him, right? Says, I admit the Magen Mishnah's against him, so no bias. We'll just call this the Magen Mishnah. The sum of the Magen Mishnah and the great Gersa of the Rambam. Right, what's his reason? That's what's important. Why, if there's a street in between me, am I putter? So he says, He can say, I'm only opening my window or my roof to Rishas HaRabim. I'm only looking at the street. I can see you from far away. I can see you from across the street. I'm like the people of Rishas HaRabim. You have nothing on me. I'm just a stranger from the street. Okay, his second answer is much more technical and practical. He says, I'm not always going to look that way, so it's not a big deal. Okay, next question. What is always? How often am I halfway? Nah, I don't know. If I have a window up to the street, I'll look there all the time because that's my window. Okay, but forget his second point. So the West person says, I'm like, what are you bothering me for? Now, here, it's not exactly clear. And I know I just took one line, which I think is representative, I hope. What does he mean by this? Unlike the neighbor Shisarab. So I admit, if you want, you can say he's just saying something technical. Saying, after all, I'm not looking at you more than anyone else. So therefore, it wouldn't help for me to build a wall. That's a little tricky because the Gemara says later in our Perek, it's very different. Let's think about it. Is that really true? You have a second story window, or that's right, a roof. Your roof, remember, don't imagine our roofs. Their roofs are like Merpeset, where they did their Dira, right? Like old-fashioned Israelis. Find a 90-year-old Israeli, you'll see they do their Dira and their Merpeset. They live in their Merpeset. They consider part of their living space, right? They hang out in their undershirt and their dress, in their Merpeset, and whatever else they do. So, just think about it practically. You're on your roof, you want privacy. Can the people on the street see you terribly well? Not that well. You ever pass by a one-story building? It's a little hard to see the roof because you don't have a good angle, right? And they're not there all the time at center, but the guy on the roof next to you can see you very well. So I hear I'm a little misupport what the Orzinef means by I am like the neighbor's sister Rabbi. Does he mean I'm no worse than near Shisharab, they can see you anyway, so it won't help for me to build a wall? Or does he make me mean like a Shalom Lashon HaRash? Shalom Lashon HaRash is saying, I can even give you a bad smell if I'm across the street from you. Near Shisharab, don't put bathrooms to give you bad smells. I can even put smoke in your eyes if I'm across the street from you. Near Shisharab, don't put smoke. I can even cause your ground to shake. Meaning, clearly hell, there is a Hafkah Gemura being across the street. So here, he's like the Shomash of the Rush. I admit, Yeshmakam Listami. What's the Yeshmakam
Listami? Is Hezek Ruzia quantitative or qualitative?
Exactly. Yesh Listami, Bis Varas Ha'or Sameach, is he number one? Is he saying something practical? I'll put it that way. Practical, it won't help for me to build a wall because the B'nai Rishir Sarabim see you anyway? Or is he saying something fundamental like the Shoel in the Shudrash? The B'ikaron in Chiyuv Ella Bishchinim. Okay, I admit, I can't prove to you whether or not there was a Sameach meant like the Shudrash. I found some modern-day authors think he meant like the Shudrash, but I certainly can't prove it one way or the other, but he certainly is often similar to the Shudrash. If you're across the street, there's no Chiyah to the Shudrash. So here we have a fascinating machlokes. What's the Svara of the Shudrash and the Rush and L'chora, the Or Sameach? L'chora, it makes more sense to me that he's saying something very fundamental. He's saying, look, I'm a guy in the street. I'm a stranger. You know, I have nothing to do with anything. You have no timeness on me. Obviously, their story is that it comes out of the kingdom of Shechem. If people are Shechem, they have neighborly relations. If they're not neighbors, then there's no chiyuv of being bais l'aliyah, being tirely crying, or chiyuv of rabbanim of neighborly relations. Then they're not Shechem. They're just across the street from each other. They're like neighbors surrounded. If I'm across the street from you, I'm as connected to you as the neighbors surrounded. I'm just a member of the public. As a member of the public, I don't have to accommodate you. I only have to accommodate my neighbors, people I share a chutzner with, people I share a boundary line with. I don't have to accommodate people who I have no Kenyan relation with because they're across the Rosh Hashanah from me.
It's so compelling to say you have neighbors
that someone. No, but hold that thought. Okay, now let us take this back for a second and, okay, should have used my space a little better. But let's, says Yoni, he says, I'm not so makabel, even al pi that side of the lumdus. Even if you look at it as kinyan shchinim, it says, just as I'm across the street from you, we're not shchinim. You have to have such a, technically, you know, I don't know what the word is. You have to have such a picayune over specific definition of shchinim. Across the street are also shchinim. We share a city, we share a street, we share a life. Anytime we're close enough to live near each other, that's also within the realm of shchinim. Who said that we have to mamash touch each other? That's what Yoni's saying. And I think that's the great chakira. Yesh lach kor kacha. Hezek re'iya is a regular nezikin. Again, regular nezikin are also the chachima, like half of nezikin. Or is it a chi of shchinim? The Rambam Sefer Kinyan is very, very fascinating, right? Hints very strongly because, you know, the Rambam took where he put the Kiddushin Torah very serious. It's not that all of a sudden Brisker is made up that you should be dying from where the Rambam put things. The Rambam took very, very seriously how he organized the Mishnah Torah, right? It's okay. The academics have brought evidence to that from the drafts that the Rambam, you know, worked on his Mishnah Torah and saw how hard he worked on even on the same sentences, just putting the chapters in the right order and in the right place and in the right book, etc. So maybe we'd say it's a hint from the Rambam. So let's just put what we just told Yoni on the board. What we say, nafkamina number one, is what about across the street? So if you looked at it as regular if you looked at it as, what would you say? You would say, here is the Shoel in the Rush. And the Or Sameach, again, unless you want to explain the Or Sameach differently, you would say Potter, right? No, he has to build a wall. The question is, why does everyone, else in the world say Chai? The Or Sameach had a wrong gears in the Rambam. Even his wrong gears in the Rambam, I don't know if I've gone so far. Maybe I was just swallowing a little Chak in Gersa. Why do we disagree with him? So you could say that, why do we disagree with him? You could say we disagree with him, but because everyone else, it's called Shar Poskim. The Rush and the other Poskim would say, why do you disagree with him? This is regular Ezekiel. You can't shoot arrows from anywhere. But you only say Lav Dafka. You're not going to say it's the Shoel and the Rush. The Shoel and the Rush is sort of the tzad of the Machlokas, right? We didn't know who he was. And the Stali was an Amar Gomer, but he wasn't necessarily a Gomer Lador. We don't know. He might have been, but we don't know.
It didn't have any strength, the Rush probably put the Rush.
Yes, okay. But you could say, no, you only just you have an expansive definition. Shchina and Shchina are people who live near each other. They also have a relationship and have to get along with one another. After all, there are two people. They are the first member of Basra. People who live across the street from each other also have things they have to chip in for, right? They have to chip in for the needs of the city. Not the needs of their courtyard, but the needs of the city, right? They're also shchinim. Or you could say, no, the Rush and the other poskim just have an expanded geder of shchinim. That's also not so crazy. So really, the way we poskim can work on each side of the hakira. What else did we say about this? The other thing we said about this was, how about, and what if it's not 50-50 in the chatzar, right? So if you view it as nezikin, then be pasha, this is the agrama, still, they pay 50-50 for the mechitza. They still pay 50-50, or the kotel, let's call it, because it's not what mechitza means. They pay 50-50 for the kotel. That makes a lot of sense. If you viewed it as coming from your relationship with Shchinah, then I really still think you'd go either way. But definitely, you say it through a shash, you pay proportionally. Or you could still say 50-50. Just because it flows from your kinyan doesn't mean you pay proportionally. Maybe you should have to pay 50-50. After all, there are cases where partners have, there are different ways of measuring what partners have to pay. After all, when it comes to municipal taxes, some things, where I live in a lone schlut, we have two taxes to the local town council. One of them we pay in accordance with how much the town we own, the fee meter. But one of them we pay, everyone pays the same. 50-50, not 50-50. Everyone pays exactly the same. Because some things, even within our, you know, it depends what it's paid for. You know, and basically it comes later on above us. When we pay for Shmirah, everyone pays the same. When we pay for other things, you pay according to how much the town you own. So even if it comes from your ownership and your partnership in the town, it can still be 50-50. It doesn't mean everything has to be proportionate. Some things are still 50-50. Okay, but clearly the Rishash, and what I'm saying is clearly the Rishash and the Shoal and the Rosh Hashanah are proving this Mechudash slide in the Chakira. That we might not hold like them, even we don't hold like them, would work well for this side, although it's not necessarily Mechudash. Let's take this back just to where we started, and it will tie into other things also later in the Zman. Take things back to where we started, which is our question of Kavil, Gazis, Kisim, Levinim, Kavinim, Amadina. How do we explain the Ra'ah? La'anius Dati, I think the Pasha way of explaining the Ra'ah is based on this Tzadik Chakira. I know the Sivas give a different shot, but let's call it Kones Latov Shalom. Right? Kones Latov Shalom is what the Rishonim called the Snafkarina, right? Can I just go and build on my own? Where's the Ra'ah coming from? I think Pashup Shan and the Ra'ah is exactly coming from this Sadat Hakira. If it's not purely Hezek, it has to do with neighbors accommodating each other. Now, clearly, no one's going to say neighbors have to help each other build ceilings. No, that's not a reasonable way to an expectation for a neighbor. But so someone used the phrase taking on a life of its own. I think does something take on a life of its own? That depends on the context. If it's pure Nezikin, it's hard to imagine it takes on a life of its own. If the Hiv is purely, it's usher for me to be Mazik, I have to prevent myself from being Mazik. How can you say that it takes on a life of its own and now you have the right to sue me that I paid half for you to put your ceiling bills and build beams and build a shed or a sukkah or an extension to your house? Doesn't make any sense. But if you say it comes from our neighborly relations and the fact we have to accommodate each other, that already makes sense. We only have to accommodate each other for necessary things, like Hezek Re'iyah, not for unnecessary things, like Smichas Koros. But once I have to accommodate you for a necessary thing, I'm also obligated to accommodate you for all the other less necessary things that come along with it, because it's part of our neighborly relationship of accommodating one another. It's still a chiddush, but I think you could say, like the Ra'ah. You don't have to say like the Ra'ah. But you could say like the Ra'ah. You know what? One second, just to avoid confusion. All this. A, B, C, not to confuse, but 1, 2, 3. Basically, you could say like the Ra'ah. I think the Ra'ah would make a lot of sense. As opposed to here, it's very hard to set the Ra'ah. Okay, the Nesivus is trying to defend the Ra'ah. The Nesivus is trying to defend the Ra'ah. It's not impossible, but, you know, it's hard to say, right? Let's just say we wouldn't say like the Ra'ah. If it's been said in Ezekiel, it's really hard to justify the Ra'ah. I know, the Nesivus wants to have a curveball. He says there was an Umdana that you agreed, you know, is that Tznai in the Halukah. Not Pashup Shat. Just don't say the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah will decide to shame us. You know, different shot of the Ra'ah than the Mesivas. Not that it's really been a Hezek, but there's also a Tznai in Chalukah. No, that it's Medina Shchinas, it takes on a life of its own. Obviously, Chazal would not make that coming. He would accommodate your Shchinas and give them some place to build a roof. But once you have to accommodate him for Hezekiah, you also have to accommodate him for everything else that that people usually do in terms of that. I think also this can go back to the second shot, right? The shot the Rush rejects. The Rush is the Kasha. So basically what I'm going to say is Svara. Back to the Rush's question. Why do I have to make sure you won't sue me in 5 years? Why is it enough to prove the Hezek right away? So you could say it's a quantitative form of the Rabbana. Maybe Hezek element solution, just solve it. But I think there is the other way to answer the Rush's Kasha and defend. I don't really have a great name for this because I think of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba. I don't know if they're Machria one way or the other. They just bring Yesh Mefarshim and Yesh Mefarshim. Okay, but I think you could say no. If it's so, a Shechinim accommodating each other, it's not like regular Mazik. Regular Mazik, I just have to not be Mazik. I don't have to ensure that we get along and don't fight forever. Again, forever I'll be Minig Medina, right? But Medina Shechinim, it's not enough for me not to be Mazik right this second. Medina Shechinim, Chazal wanted us to accommodate each other and get along nicely. And make sure that we would live in peace for as long as people normally have an expectation to live in peace. Make sure that we solve the problem the way people normally solve their problems in a reasonable fashion. And I think even the second day of the answer to the question, the Rush, would make a lot of sense. So I would say that to say that you have to make a permanent solution makes a lot more sense for the Shechem. It's a little more difficult to say you need a permanent solution. We can't do it with Dovah. We can say it's a special quantitative local takana. But I think this basically we've seen a few things here that imply that it might be more or less just different than regular Zikin. It might be a din of the Shechemos relations between you. And going back to where we started, that might be what the Minig Medina is all about. Why is it enough to build something? Why do you build the Minig Medina? And first answer, it is enough to be any build anything. Minig Medina is only if I want you to chip in. But why do some, the second Yesh Mefarshim, I don't know who it is, in the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush and the Rashba say, I have to solve it permanently, unlike normal Zikin. And there are us that I have to use smichas korbanos, unlike normal Zikin. Makes a lot of sense if you take the tzad of relationship of Shechinim and not pure Nezikin. So I think we have a lot of rayas for the Tzad, even though it is a little Mefudish. And as we pointed out, the Makor of the Tzad would be either Takana to Rabbanan or the Rach in Sanhedrin, Daf Zayin Nun Beis, and his Pshat of the Noraisa, right? They issue Bein Ochim, Bein Giro, Bein Bais, Lodiyah, Bein Tarnah, the Kirayim, which is basically a lot of these things that we've not.
Rebbe, last question. Even according to the Tzad, did we say regular Nezikin? There are two types of regular Nezikin. There's the Nezikin of the first parak, Ashor, Abor, etc. And there's the Nezikin of Achor B'chaviro, which means that you're pogia in his person rather than in his property.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, might be a little more pogia in the person, and that will tie into the discussion of Chazaka that we didn't get to quite yet. We're not going to get to quite yet, but we will. That's true, but either way, I'm not sure that would affect this terribly much. Maybe to explain why, if Big Hezek, you know.
But that would explain where you get Shechinim, the Makor of Shechinim from here, not to harm his person.
Okay, interesting. Okay, good horror. Now, let me just ask one last question, which is, what about, while we're talking about Minig HaMedina, what did the Gemara imply here? It says, Hakol to Minig HaMedina, and Tosos already quotes here, in Dibur HaMas, at the end, in the middle, sorry, of Dibur Masko Bigvil, he quotes more later. Hakol ke minig hamedina la suyi mai. The answer is la suyi hutsa bedafna. Even with leaves, with this thing made out of mula leaves and similar things. What if the minig hamedina is even less than this? What if the minig hamedina is nothing? What if the minig hamedina is not to care about Ezek Bidia? That's a good question. What's the din if the Minig Medina is nothing? It's not secure at all. That is a fascinating question. And the Rashba and Rabbi Yonah and other people said, you know, we're just going to have to make some room on the board. Excuse me for a second. What if the meaning of Medina is to do nothing? And, I don't know, in our Medina, we don't care about Hezekiah. We're not so sensitive. Yes, I am. We know that. So what if Minikinas do nothing? So that's discussed, really discussed first by Minyona, should have put in brackets here and then by the Rashba, and by the Rush, and by the Ran. What if the Minikinas should live in those clouds? We don't care about Hezekiah in our town. So Rabbi Yona says that the Yesh Omer, the first Yesh Omer, according to the Rush and the Rashba, that then your putter, folk the Minik Medina, is not just Lasum Kutz Medafta for a small thin fence. Hakol Minik Medina means that even it can be nothing. The finish is even a thin fence you have to pay, because then you're making the guy spend money and it's not going to last long. But for sure, to not make the guy spend money to Minik Medina, it's even a Kol Minik Medina to make him spend money on something flimsy. It's for sure Minik Medina that he doesn't have to spend money at all. Right, so Minik Medina can pop you from Hezekiah. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yona, quoted by the Rashba and the Ran and the Rush here, just not by name. What is the Rashba quote? Ika Meravusa Zal the Pirshu. That Bamakam Shanagu Kulun Shalala Hakadal Hezekiah Aim Machaibu Solipnos. They're not Machaibu, no problem, says the Ran. Ika Manda Amar Bamakam Shanagu Klaus Kulun Shalala Ligdar Shaymakam Hezekiah Aim Machaibu Solipnos. The Rosh also wrote Yesha Farshim, the Lidin Machatzim, Bach Mishnabish, the Ligdar, Ain Machai Vin of himself. And that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yona. Is Rabbeinu Yona in here? You don't think I'm lying. Says Rabbeinu Yona. I think it's at the beginning. Yeah. Avo Bamakam Shadog, Kulu Shul Livnos, Shain Makino Hezekiah, Ain Machai Vin also Livnos. No. Then you have no chiyuv to build a wall. If you want to, you can. If you want to, you both can. If one of you wants to, you can. But you don't have to. Okay, so, and the, that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yona. However, the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that he doesn't agree with this. The Ran quotes the Rashba as disagreeing. The Ran doesn't really say his own opinion. He just quotes the Rashba, but I guess that means he endorses it. And the Rush disagrees very strongly. Okay, so we have here a Machlokes Rishona. Let's just put this on the board. What about a makom shenahagu shelo lingdor fal? So says Rabbeinu Yona Hutter, says the Rashba, the Ran, and the Rush. You're chayiv anyway. Okay, it's not just the Rashba, the Rush. The Meiri also implies this, right? Whereas the Meiri say, he says the Ikar Mechitza is not totally permitting a Medina. Right, Ikar Mechitza doesn't matter what the Minik Medina is. You have to build it whether you like it or not. Okay, the question is, and the Yad Ramah is going to say the same. The Yad Ramah says the same thing. I didn't put the right part of the Yad Ramah here. I'll read it to you. Simulam test. Yad Ramah, Simulam test. The Simon of the Yad Ramah is just the first printer said it was so long, so he divided it into. Simanim, so that you can find things. In Simon Lamates, I know I put a half name bracket here, but Lamates is more directly relevant. So the question is why? Why shouldn't the Minhag HaMedina be relevant? After all, Hakol Minhag HaMedina, right? Why shouldn't we respect the Minhag HaMedina here? Okay. Anyone? Why shouldn't we respect the Minhag HaMedina? And not to mention the fact that Rabbi Yona has a raya. What's his raya? The Gemara says, Gina, here you have to know the Gemara. Gina is more chomer than chutzer. Because even Mandamar Hezekri Elashbe Hezek admits Hezekri Ishme Hezek and Gina. Why? Why is Hezekri so much worse than Gina? Because when you look at someone's beautiful vegetables growing, that's Ayin Hara and it destroys them. So, he says Gina is more chomer than chutzer. And Gina depends on the minhag. Because the Gemara says, Stam place is knowing to be good there, but you don't have to. So what's his proof? His proof is, sorry, a second. And the proof, okay, we might need to come back to it when we get to the Gemara, but at least on a simple level. What's his Svara? What's the proof? The Svara is all Dine Ma, he doesn't need a Svara. All Dine Mamanos follow the Minhag. Everyone is Dine Mamanos, you follow the Minhag. That's the nature of all Dine Mamanos, so you follow the Minhag. If the Minhag is that you're allowed to do something, then you're allowed to do something, right? Do we ever find a place where Hezek's okay to the Minhag in Shulchan Aruch? Chatanim and what's similar to that? Purim, right? Chatanim and Purim. The minhag is not to be makvid, so we're not makvid, right? So we do have, what's his proof? His proof is that Gina is chamura mechatzer, and uven makom shenagu shelo leitor begina eino chayav leitor. Okay, so Kolshkin Chotzer, which is less chomer, there's a machlokus whether or not Hezek Rishmei need the Hezek. If there's a minhag, the minhag exempts you. Everyone agrees Hezek Rishmei has a gina, the minhag exempts you. Kolshkin Chotzer, the minhag exempts you. Question is, what's the svara of, you see, the vast majority of Rishonim disagree with the Rabbeinu Yonah. What's the svara of the Rishonim disagree with the Rabbeinu Yonah?
Because you don't need to sit, that is then subject to really push the idea that you have to get rid of the Tzigin. You have to build a wall. That's the thing. Yeah. And then you build
it. But the minhag is that we're not makbid on Hezekiah. So why can't the minhag be that we're not makbid on this
Hezekiah?
Why can't the minhag uproot the chiyuv? You're not explaining. You're just saying, the chiyuv build the wall, and the Gemara says you have to build the wall. The Mishnah says you have to build the wall. The minhag is just not connected. I know, but that's not a star.
If it's midaraisa, minhag means nothing.
That's not true. In Dini Mamanos, minhag uproots daraisa.
Mamanos, it's already a chiyuv of hurting somebody. That's not mamanos.
It's in Purim, you're a potter if you hurt someone, because the minhag is simchas Purim, not to be makvid. Okay, but yesh bezeh mashu, maybe you could say that, what does the Rush say? Let's look at the Rush for a second. The language of the Rush here, and the Rush, again, he says v'chein ikar about the second day. He doesn't say you're crazy or stupid, but he does say v'chein ikar the second day. He says, d'b'chotzer nafish hezekah. This is a big hezek. It's a big hezek. Apparently, maybe a minna cannot exempt you from a big hezek. Okay, that's a big chiddush. Why can a minna not exempt you from a big hezek, and how do you define big hezek?
He is saying contrast to Gina.
You're saying maybe that's just in contrast to Gina. It's not necessarily saying what the full smart is. Okay, fair. So then what's the smart? So first of all, the Meiri is a funny Lashon. You saw the Lashon of Meiri. He says that the Meiri's Lashon is She'ein Suffix, She'kol Tashmi, She'kol Tarbayis, Ein Minig, B'shum Makim, Shul Lassos, Bechitz, Bein Eish Leish. Undoubtedly, anything in a Chatur in a house, there is no Minig anywhere not to make a Bechitz. I'm not sure what he means by that. The question is, what if it's the Minig? And he says, it doesn't depend on the Minig because there is no place Ein minhag b'shom makom. There is no place with such a minhag. Not exactly sure what he means by that. There is no place with such a minhag. Meaning, as he's saying, you'll never find such a cow with a minhag. And what if you do, then what do you do? Unless what he means is it's just not a valid minhag, in which case you start having to ask. He means, ein minhag. This is not considered a minhag. Right? This is not considered a minhag. This is rishus. What do you mean? You can say if you go to stone, that's their minhag. So you should follow it? No, certain things are not minhag. Certain things are corruption. But then he hasn't really totally explained himself.
This was what also says that a wall that's smaller than
correct. So in other words, maybe there's a limit to minhag makom. Maybe minhag makom needs to have a certain logic to it, needs to have rabbinic approval to it. Like Tosafot said, right? Tosafot said, what if the minhag makom will fill that's too tfachim? Since that's ridiculous, not morally ridiculous, engineering ridiculous, right? That's ridiculous. You're just wasting your money. You're going to build stone walls that are too thin. As soon as someone leans on it, it's going to fall. Since that's not a minhag, maybe even minhagim have their limits. A minhag that's not logical is not a minhag, right? That's based on Tosos. A minhag is not logical. Why exactly minhag is not logical? It's not a minhag. Maybe we'll come back to. So maybe it's just, what's the svara? Maybe you could say the Meiri, you know, maybe the Meiri. And Alkitosos would just say, no, an illogical minhag is not valid, right? After all, that's what Tosos says, right? That you shouldn't follow all minhagim, only logical minhagim, not illogical, stupid minhagim. And an illogical minhag is not valid. What makes it illogical is that who would want. Now, let's keep in mind what happens here. What's the case? The case isn't two people don't want a wall between them. If two people don't want a wall between them, then, you know, then at least simple shot. We're not totalitarian. We're not going to tell them. We're neighbors. I'm suing you. Pay for half the wall. You say, I don't want to pay for half the wall because in this town, we don't care if it has a grill. And I say, that's ridiculous. Give me a break. I don't care if there are weird people in this town. You know, that's not normal. And you say, what are you meaning with the town? So the point is that maybe some minhagim are so, I kind of admitted this count as some weird, illogical thing, but that's not a binding minhag. Maybe it's Bapadait and Esos Kol Ha'olam. You know, an illogical minhag is not binding. Okay, not a crazy idea, right? Because I'm saying that's stupid.
Maybe instead of saying illogical or stupid, we could say that like, we're putting it a little. And if we're going to say that this relates to some realm of being a good person, help explain it, then I don't necessarily care if it goes beyond the pale of what a Torah 2 wants to, the way the Torah 2 should live their life. Why is that then?
Okay. So let's just take this for another second, because the chorim, when it comes to shechinim accommodating each other, it should depend on the minhag makom. But let's look at the shukrash. Shukrash takes a very different, much more fundamental approach. Says the Says the shukrashva. He says we follow minhag medina, even if people didn't agree to it. Mikol makor says a nogush lahakbid klal has agreed. Yashal bat mechatziros minhag betosu ve'ino minhag. If their minhag is not to at all, that's a minhag tos, not a minhag. Why? He says, "Shein mechilas hakpada el b'mominos." When a minhag is like mechila, it's like, you know, why are minhagim so valid? Meaning, we can't have a minhag against the Torah in Israel. No one's going to say the minhag of our town is to eat pork. The minhag of our town is to drive on Shabbos. No, you can't have a minhag that's against the Israel of the Torah. You can have a minhag that's against the Dini Mamnus of the Torah. To say, oh, we're mocha, we made our own arrangements. It says, but when does the chila work for Dini Mamnus? Adam Rashi, Litina Shalom, Lizu Ben Chasav. I can give you my property, or I can accept the hezek on my property. I will aim a Rashi, Lifro, Gibran, Shal Yisrael, but I can't exempt myself from the way for the way of Judaism. So Lenny with Sneas. I can't go against Sneas. Over Gorin Lestalik Shinim Lisraldu, and it's like Gigorin probably, and I'm quoting the Shinim Lestalik Israel. Says the Shabrashma be Kiddush. Says, you know why a minhag is not valid against Ezekiel? Not because it's an illogical minhag and there's a limit to minhagim, and even minhagim have to be reasonable and not crazy. That's one svar. If you have one crazy town where people do stupid things, that's not a minhag. A minhag has to be within the realm of logical things. That's one possibility. But the other possibility is the Shadrashma. And the Yatmal, we get all said the Shadrashma. He says, if it was just Hezek, that would be a valid minhag. You can agree, if you want to have a weird town where people are allowed to crash into your car, even though it sounds weird and stupid to us, you're allowed to have that minhag. But that's because it's just a matter of mamonis. When it comes to a matter of surah, that binon lachavero. When it comes to binon lamako, then already, obviously, you can't have a minute to have binon lamako, right? That's like Reformed Jews. Where do they come? They can't. So we always follow the minute. Now we're in America. Minute America is not to be from, right? That's not logical. Certainly not valid. He says, you can't be poor differential Yisrael. And what is geder? Geder means literally like offense. He says, it's against tznius. If people see you in your chatzar, that's not just bothering you, benon lachaveiro. It's causing the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael because it's against tznius. After all, remember, in those days, as Rashi said, we do most of the prayer in the chatzar. If you're looking into people's chatzar, then you're going to see inappropriately. It's going to lead to, perhaps a gender of Gilui Arayos. It's against tznius.
Does that mean that even if the Shutfim don't want, there is this Mishmeres HaTznius that comes by and they force them to put up all the separations?
That's a great question, and that's what I was afraid you would ask me. If so, then maybe even if they don't want to build a wall, we should force them to build a wall. Okay. The answer is I'm not sure. It's a good question. Maybe we give people some leeway to say, well, if in our particular situation we sense that it's not a problem, you know, we'll take the achrayus, etc. You know, so the answer is I'm not sure. It could be that we give an exception for someone who wants to say, I'll deal with it myself. But certainly, if one of them wants to, and he says, what's the raya? His raya is a Gemara later on, right? His raya is a Gemara in Daf Samach, right? Vayaris Yisrael shochein l'shvata batayil of ruach elokim. What does it mean? We all remember from Rashi and Chumash. What does it mean by Yar Shel Shochem Mishvatav? What did we see? He saw, right, that their doors were not facing one another. They couldn't see into each other's tents. Right? Amar Ru'uyin Abol Shetishu Leim Shkina. That's what the Yel of Ruach Elokim. Right? Ah. Vayar Yisrael Shochem Mishvatav. Vat Yel of Ruach Elokim. I have a different shot than Rashi. Rashi says, then he says, Matova Lecha Yaakov. What does it mean? Matova, the ruin of the Shechina. Could also be the Chazal making a drasha. By Yaris Yisrael Shokin Mishkata, by the Yelov Rukhavikim, he saw that Yisrael was Shokin Mishkata, therefore on Yisrael was Rukhavikim. The Shechina was on Yisrael. Well, that's not what Rashi says, but that's what I would have thought the drasha was. But what does he say? He says, the Shechina comes because we can't see each other in our private matters. You're going to say our minute of our town is enough. It's just the minute of town to look at each other underdressed, whatever the case may be. Then we won't have Shechina anymore.
But the pasuk is a house.
What?
Rabbi, the pasuk is a house, not a chatzir.
Ah, give me a second. Okay. What's the chiddush, of course, of this shadrash? But why doesn't everyone agree? It's Yisurim. Before I answer Joel's question, I'll just point out the Yadrama says the same thing. I just put the wrong Yadrama on the Makor sheet. He says almost the same thing in Simon Chav Ches, but in Lamed Tes, he says exactly the same thing as this Shut Rashba, word for word. What does he say in Lamed Tes? I will just briefly read you the important line. He says, ready? And that's why it doesn't say an option of not doing it. It says the Yad Rama, simple mama test. He says, Isura, Tznius, Peshchina, and he has a Mefurish Raya from Daf Samach. Is that Raya Mefurach? Is that true? This is the new one. Till now, we've been discussing the Mavis, and he did Ezekiel, or he did Kinyan Shchina. Now, all of a sudden, they're throwing in a new curveball. Besides the Mavinos, they're not denying the Mavinos. It's also Isurim. It's Kedusha. Kedusha is Yisrael. Right? I am for that to get run. So Yisrael, Kedusha is Yisrael. Kedusha is Yisrael is our privacy. In other words, Mako, Isura. Ah, is that so Mokrach? Is it Mokrach that they're right? So I would say it's not necessarily Mokrach that they're correct. There are two reasons they might not be correct. One reason is because of Reina Gershom there. What does Reina Gershom say? Well, on that, there's no Rashi there. Rashbam says, V'tam Yishon Tzinius. The reason is Tzinius, just like the Abrama and the Rashbam said, and the Rashba said. What does Reina Gershom say there? Says Reina Gershom, Shalom Yom Chubad Mzeken Egzeh, Mipnei Hezek Re'iyah. He says, not because of Tzinius, because of Hezek. According to Reina Gershom, even Bilam was not because of Tzinius. It was because of Hezek, both Bilam saying, I see they're very makban and run on the lachaveru not to be mazik each other. And therefore, they're rooting for the Shekhinah. Who says it has to be tznius to be right for the Shekhinah? Maybe ben on lachaveru makes you right for the Shekhinah. Yes, but it would be funny that we use lashon hezek re'iyah instead of the lashon of tznius when he could have. So you could say hezek re'iyah is tznius, but hezek re'iyah is also, it's hard to say it's just tznius because it also applies to Medina. And a bit of a long shenagu. Let's see, he wasn't talking about that. Okay, so you could say he didn't mean anything by it. But I think it's striking, especially in contrast. I know Reina Gershom didn't read Rashbam. Rashbam says, Tam Yishon Tzinius. Reina Gershom says, Mipnei Hezek Re'iyah. And could be that he's trying to say this just then. So if we take this Gemara, right? Gemara Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Right? Kedusha. Let's call it Kedusha. I know that's not the word here. So Sans Rabino Gershom. Maybe it's not Sneus. Just Hezek. Rabino Gershom even denies the Isura aspect, right? Let's call this the Isura aspect, right? In other words, there's no Isur. No Isura aspect. As against Rashbam, who says we shouldn't see us. Right? Because the Chumash sounds like Isur Kedusha, that seems that before the Shekhinah. Well, what's the real question? Pasuk Shah, what would you have said? That Gemara is only talking about houses. In Pesri Olehem, Chubanim Zelazah. Seeing it's someone's house, that's a real lack of tzmius. Come on. And that's what the Mishnah's going on. L'yiftach adun l'chatzar shoshen Pesach k'negei Pesach. Don't make your door of your house face the door of the other guy's house. Not talking about looking into the chutzner. Sorry, looking into his house. Chalo k'neged chalo. Don't make your window look into his window. It's talking about houses. That whole mission in Gemara is only about houses. The pashtus, I would have said, is that's only talking about houses. That's not talking about a chutzner. Right? So, I would say the pashtus is that, no, it is because that, what would I say, houses, bottom, to the striking, bottom, that's tzmius v'isura, while chatzeros, that's a matter of hezek, the dine mamonos, bottom also is dine mamonos, I mean, whatever has isura also is dine mamonos, but the that's what I said, Pasha. What's the chiddush of the Rashba and the Ramah? The Shut Rashba and the Ramah, what's their chiddush? They expand the word of Sama, even to that base. Look, you've said that base uses Lashon Hezek for you, Dini Magnus. That Sama uses Lashon of Kedusha, of Hashra, Shechina, Nebelam, etc. Yeah, they're two different in Yonim. He says, no, they say, no. Bein Batim Bein Chatzeros Asurim Mishon Tzinius, that the Isser applies even to Chatzeros. That is a big finish, which I wouldn't necessarily have said on my own. And obviously, really, only disappears. It happened a minute help to be poor at Gidron Shal Yisrael, and the violent Tzinius and close to Sal Bushkina. He would just say, in Chamin, minute doesn't help for Batim. Unless you can say the Rebbe Gershom, which posed your questions. Who else brought up this Gemara Daf Samach on Daf Beis? Anyone else bring the Gemara Daf Samach into Daf Beis? Rabbeinu Chananu. He says Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Kidigarsin himself says because Abatim by Yarishol Shov in the Shlata Rosh Lo Yipstein of one of second exile. Lo Shishol Enshtein of a Fulei. Rabbeinu Chananu also connected that reason of Sama. Now, if you want, you can say he's a good here. So, but the pasuk shot is right. He didn't say the word Stinus. But L'chora, that's also Rabbeinu Chananu. L'chora, he would agree. Minim doesn't help. Why does Minim not help? Because the matter of Isser and Stinus, you can't have a Minim, you can't see Sir. Minhagim are only forbidden on the Hagim road. There are no Minhagim. You get a Minhagim being Machir, but there are no Minhagim to make a Minhagim on Minhagim on Machir. So here we have a third possible aspect, besides Kinyan and Shchenim, and besides Nizikin. Maybe if they did Stinus and Kedusha, they did Kedusha Yisra. Is Kedusha a thing? Rabbi Gershom denies. Sounds like maybe it's not. Maybe that's really all about Nesikin. It's all about Ben Allah Hanero. It's all about Bill being impressed with their sensitivity Ben Allah Hanero. But Pashat Shot is, it's Mishum Tzimis of Kedusha, but it's only houses. That's why they don't bring it in Tzav Beis. Remember, the Gemara doesn't bring it in Tzav Beis. The Gemara only says Bilam on the mission of houses. Pesach can get Pesach, Chalom can get Chalom. Not Chatzar looking into a Chatzar. No, that's not Kedusha. The Chiddush of the Yad Ramah and the Shem Rashba, and before the Rabbeinu Chananel here, is that they even bring Nafsamach and Dabbez, and there's also an Inyan of Kedusha. Okay, a lot more to be said about this. According to this, basically the question is going to be, when we compare the Hezekiah of houses, the Hezekiah of Chatzeros, which we're going to come back to in the Gemara, Dabbez and Dabbez, the question is going to be, are we talking about two things in the same plane, or in Gershom the same? We're talking about Hezek and Hezek. Apples and apples. The Rashba and the Yad Ramah would say they're talking about apples and apples. Hezek plus Isser and Hezek plus Isser. Or could it be that no, we're talking about two totally different things. Apples and oranges. Batim, that's already in the Isser. While over here, we're talking about purely Dinim Mamanos Hezek. Then again, we'll come back to all these ideas a little more in the Gemara, but what we've seen today is a basic lay of the land of the Yesodos of Hezekiah, the Yesodos of Hezekiah, made the old Mizkishchenim, first Chakir with Indini Mamanos, doesn't follow the regular Nezikin model, which is about the Kinyan of Shchenim, about the Shchenim accommodating each other, not about regular Nezikin, which is all the Nachminas. And the second Indian is when it comes specifically to Hezekiah, as opposed to everything in the second parak, as opposed to Ashton and Besakise and all other terrible things, which are not morally terrible, just very, very annoying. When it comes to Hezekiah, is it purely Ben Olam Chavero, or is it also Ben Olam Makom of Gibran Shel Yisrael and Tznius? I mean, if Gershom might deny the Ben Olam Makom Tznius aspect, simple shot is there's a Tzvedina between Batim and Chatzeros, and the Chiddush of the Yad Ramah and the Shem Rashba here is that even in Chatzeros, you have a Tznius, Kedushas Yisrael, Gibran Shel Yisrael, factor as well, which is why the minhag to pat yourself in Hezek Re'iyah will not work. Okay, we'll continue. We'll go back and forth a little in the order of the Gemara, but we'll continue discussing some of these ideas of Hezek Re'iyah in the Gemara. The main sugya of Hezek Re'iyah is Daf, the bottom of Daf based on from after the Mishnah through most of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and then just detailed spread throughout the rest of Perek. First, we get into a few tangents, which just shown him go to town on Mechitza Zakerem. I would say for now, let's go on in the Gemara Rashi Tosos. Maybe we'll take a little bit of a tangent and look into some of the issues that have shown him discuss on Mechitza Zakerem, which is brought up here just took the word Mechitza as a tangent. And then we'll come back to some basic ideas of Hezek Re'iyah, and maybe even just some more about exactly how Minhagim work, etc. Okay, but we have the next few weeks to get through this.
Far in the Gemara for next time?
What?
How far in the Gemara for next time?
Let's start with, why don't we start with the Gemara until the second line of Beis with Beis with Rashi and Tosfos.
You want to dwell on Lefichach because you left it out this time?
No, I want to dwell on Lefichach when we get to the Gemara about it on Daf Dalet, because all the other Rishonim discuss it on Daf Dalet, only Tosfos.
Oh, okay.
But maybe we'll save Lefikach for a little later. Really, Tosa's an outlier. Every other Rishon discussed it at Daf Dalet. So we'll save it for a little later. Okay.
Okay.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Shkoyach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see everyone again.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's good.